אמנם שמור רגליך מלקבל טלטול של גבר.
However, keep away from suffering a man's jolt prematurely. For where one thinks is where one is. Therefore, when a person is certain that he will not lack abundance, he can focus his efforts on words of Torah, because the blessed clings to the blessed. But lack of confidence behooves labor, and any labor is from the Sitra Achra, and the cursed does not cling to the blessed. For he will not be able to focus all his efforts only on words of Torah, and yet if he wishes to travel overseas, he shouldn't contemplate these things at all, but just as quickly as he can, as though he is haunted, and will return to normalcy so as not to scatter his sparks in times and places that apart from that are still not sufficiently united.
Meaning, if a person receives a disturbance, he needs not to delve into it, rather to come out immediately into adhesion to the group, to the goal as much as possible, by every means possible.
Know that no flaw comes from the lower ones, except in the primitive type and place, as it is now. I wish to say that whether helpful or regretful, or God forbid despairs at the present moment, it is rushing the ending all the times and in all the places in the world. This is the meaning of a moment of his fury, and how much is his fury? A moment. Therefore, one has no choice but to direct all the present and future moments to be offered and presented to his great name. One who rejects a moment before him, for it is difficult, displays his folly openly. For all the worlds and all the times are not worthwhile for him, because the light of his countenance is not clothed in the changing times and occasions, although a person's work certainly changes because of them. This is why the faith and confidence above reason have been prepared for us by our holy fathers. And one can use them in the tougher times effortlessly and tirelessly. This is the meaning of by this comes lightly, ready for all his works on those 6 days. The letter He, which is the root of creation, is a light letter, and laboring to enhance its level does not help at all, for it is thrown as in no reason and no end. Therefore, one who assumes the complete burden of the kingdom of heaven finds no labor in worshiping the Creator, and can therefore be attached to the Creator day and night, in light and in darkness. The rain, which is created in coming and going, changes and exchanges, will not stop him, because the Keter, which is in Ensof, illuminates to all completely equally. The fool who walks under a flood of preventions that pour on him from before and from behind says to all that he doesn't feel the cessation and the lack of dvikut, adhesion, as a corruption or iniquity on his part. Had he sensed it, he would certainly have strained to find some tactic to at least be saved from the cessation of dvikut, whether more or less. This tactic has never been prevented from anyone who sought it, either as in the thought of faith, or as in confidence, or as in pleas of his prayer, which are suitable for a person specifically in the narrow and stressed places, for even a thief is hiding calls upon the Creator. For this reason, it does not require mochin de gadlut to keep the branch from cutting from its root. If he does not do these three for her, she shall go out into the public domain under the enslavement of people, free without money, to this master, because he will not be given anything for his labor in idle things. It is as it is written, they that make them shall be like them, etc. And what will one who was created by the worshipped, who bows to his own work, ask of them? Therefore, anyone who says he has preventions from above, I say about him that he lies in the name of his Maker. He maliciously pretends to be unable because he doesn't have the real desire to be adhered to the Creator due to his strong ties to the Ketarim of Tuma, crowns of impurity. That is, he doesn't wish wholeheartedly to part from them forever. This is the meaning of the words, and you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. In other words, our only prayer to the Creator to give us of His wisdom and splendor is because He desires us to adorn ourselves before Him with these desires, as in spirit draws spirit and brings spirit. For example, because it is impolite to come before the king without some request, but in truth, we have no business with the gift itself, but in being granted with dvekut with him, whether less or more. And for example, a slave who wants to cling to the king out of the craving in his heart begins to practice royal manners and sets up for him some request. But the king rejects him. If he is clever, he will say to the king the sincerity of the point in his heart, that he desires no gifts, but for the king to set up for him any service, the least of the least, in whatever way, as long as he is attached to some degree to the king, in a connection that will not be stopped. Instantaneously, the king has revealed it to us in the form of adhesion, which is contemptible in the eyes of the lowly, and its value is always according to the measure of the desire of the point in the heart, meaning the prayer, faith, and confidence, which will never run dry, even for a moment during the 24 hours of the day. But the lowly, in their point in the heart, do not crave dvekut with the king himself, with the king's body, but with his numerous gifts, who distributes property and strength with wonderful delights. Sparks flow from the bottom of the heart towards his immense gifts. For this reason, they find adherence with him laborious. For what will they get out of it, and other forms of so what? However, apples of God, for which anyone who understands will laugh at those worshippers whose heart is deficient, who are saying to all that they are fools that they have preventions. But the covenant of the fathers did not end, and he who comes to purify is aided. First thing in the morning, when he rises from his sleep, he should sanctify the first moment of adherence with him, pour it out his heart to the Creator to keep him throughout the 24 hours of the day, so that no idle thought will come into his mind, and he will not consider it impossible or above nature. Indeed, it is the image of nature that makes an iron partition, and one should cancel nature's partition that he feels, and must first believe that nature's partitions do not cut off from him. Afterwards, he should pray from the bottom of his heart, even for something that is above his natural will. Understand that always, even when forms that are not holiness transverse you, and they will instantly stop when you remember. See that you pour out your heart with all your might, that henceforth the Creator will save you from sensations in dvikut with Him. Gradually, your heart will grow accustomed to the Creator and will crave to adhere to Him in truth, and the Lord's desire will succeed by you.
He writes that we have to cherish each and every moment and dedicate it, devote it to our spiritual advancement for prayer, increasing the prayer or the confidence or the faith, that all of these ingredients are necessary to combine in a person. And of course, he's not giving the entire solution, because we know that ultimately it depends on the environment, and the environment cannot hold a person at a certain level of awakening, inspiration. Then, you know, he can't save himself from the house of bondage. So we have to make sure that the general atmosphere will always work on each and every one of us. And if a person cares about the general atmosphere, the collective feeling, then this is the most correct way to care about his individual progress. Although his progress is found there, inside the collective progress. And here, as we studied the prayer of many, complete kli, that we don't have anything more. So, after a person sees he cannot ascend on his own, he should perform the correct calculation as to what he should do in order to stay elevated, uplifted by the environment, and what does he have to do with the environment so he would never fall. Rather, only for a split second, if he has it, they let him fall from above, and immediately the illumination that he receives through the environment lifts him back up. Questions? Again. It doesn't matter, one of the two.
Can you explain, and whoever delays a moment, his folly will be in all the times, and all the times won't be worthwhile for him?
What about it?
What does it mean to delay a moment?
He delays the moment, he falls, he reaches despair, and he thinks that he can continue like this. Not that he's trying to overcome it that moment and rise from it. He puts off the opportunity. The Creator brings to a person a revelation, the next revelation of the broken, shattered Reshimo, and he expects a person to immediately begin to use that Reshimo. So we have to fall, but for how long? Not more than a moment. A moment is called that you feel exactly what are you in. Once you felt it, once you sensed it, it could have been 10 minutes or half a day, but it's called a moment, meaning a state. That state has to go through its own havaya, the tip of the yud, kotzo shel yud, yud ke vav ke, until you feel, that's it, I've hit rock bottom. And then when you're at the bottom, you feel, because you're in such a atmosphere, that you can judge your state, that you're all the way down compared to the elevated environment, atmosphere. And then the environment has to continue influencing you for the revelation of evil, and also for the to help you ascend to the good. I don't understand when you ask like that.
So how do we not postpone that moment? What do we do? What's the action?
Make sure the society influences you. That's it, I told you.
No, if a person kind of identifies that descent and sees it,
he may not identify the descent. He could be in that state detached from ascent and descent. Rather, he's in corporeality. It all depends on the attitude between himself and the environment. If it doesn't receive illumination from the environment, then he will not identify his state that he's all the way at the bottom. He will say, oh, something is off, but not too bad. But he doesn't see the full picture. Oh, wait. Quickly.
There's the part here in the end, but the covenant of the forefathers does not cease, and one who comes to purify is ceased, and in his adherence gets it, and so on and so forth. So here he brings us this topic where we constantly need to be thinking about spirituality, not to adhere to it.
To care about the environment. What does it mean to think and to ensure his future? It means to care about the environment, because I'm confident I will fall. It doesn't matter how many times a day. And I always have to care by which means I'm going to reawaken and ascend and rise. It's only through the environment.
I'm not talking about the descent. I'm talking about a stage just before that, the point where you told us to notice things. It seems to me excellent. But it's like the level of importance is only after everything. I need to dedicate an hour to this.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I'm talking about the fact that you gave us a kli that you wrote, told us right in the morning lesson, all those things for Facebook.
I have to understand what he says. He carries something from morning lesson.
No, it's not for the morning lesson. It's for this matter, material, Rav.
Where does it say that you have to write? And you know, what is written there that you ask?
He says here, to pour his heart to the Creator, meaning all the connection with the materials that we get. Is that right or wrong?
Wrong. I don't want to get into it. It's incorrect.
So that advice, when you identify that moment, he says, and in his remembrance of that moment where he has to pour his heart, what does that mean, to pour his heart?
It's impossible if he identifies that he is all the way down. It's not enough. Corresponding to it, against it, he has to feel the illumination from above in order to feel himself down below. And that illumination has to be sufficient to pull him, to make him want to ascend. And that's possible only through the environment. A person is unable to ascend on his own volition. Only, as Rabash writes, you know, sometimes they have mercy on him from above, and over time things change. But it's not you know, written at, you know, at his expense. That's his effort.
So what's that action of pouring his heart?
To pour his heart means that he asks in a prayer for faith and confidence that he would acquire it in order to, you know, to be able to ascend from every descent and to sanctify it, to correct that reshimo that is called descent. Descent is a reshimo, is a revelation of a certain reshimo.
It sounds technical, as if he's asking now for the reshimo that will come out.
What do you want me to tell you?
What is to pour his heart? He's talking about it in such a dramatic way here.
Pour his heart is a prayer. Prayer, request, gratitude. Pour his heart out.
There's a matter of, let's say there's a certain situation right now, there's a sinus coccus below, and I have to ask for that filling, so I ask for bestowal, so I can fill it for the friends, even though I feel that this situation is not good, it's not pleasant.
If the state is unpleasant, uncomfortable, you're unable to do anything.
So where's the place for faith above reason in all those states?
You have to turn that state into a good and pleasant state.
So where's the gap?
Between what you feel and what you do.
So there is a duality.
You cannot be close to the Creator and cry that you feel bad. It's a lie.
We learn that we have to hold on to two contradictory states.
states, yes, but not opposite feelings. I cannot turn to the Creator when I feel bad. I cannot. I'm distant from Him.
So there's no request, it's just gratitude.
No, incorrect. If I'm in a state where I feel bad and I'm aware that it comes to me, so from that state I will turn to the Creator, and because of that I'm together with the bad, I'm happy that I have the opportunity to turn to Him. This is good. This is a state of prayer. This is in our request for the Creator, there's the beastliness that I feel, and my demand for godliness. There's two things. It's not one on one plane. Think about it. As a beast, I'm unable to feel a blow and say, "Oh, I enjoy it." This is a lie. But as you say, faith above reason, I can be together with that, with the beast suffering, the desire to receive his suffering. I can be together with that in joy. And that's our work. That's what we have to reach.
And what enables that? The confidence?
No. What enables this, again, is the influence from the outside, from the environment, from the society. Only the group can hold me in opposition to how I feel. And to the extent that I appreciate the environment more than I appreciate myself, to that extent I can be in joy and elevation together with the fact that in my Rishimo I feel bad, I feel the shattering. That's how it is.
What attitude do I need to give to the friends? How can I help the friends so that above every disturbance they will come right back to adherence immediately?
Greatness of the goal in one word, but you can interpret it in many ways, but greatness of the goal. It has to be burning the whole time and the group. And if someone is not holding that, you know, keeping that, kick him out of here. Otherwise, you will not reach anything. If it just begins or something, it's something else. But a person who understands, who knows, and is unwilling to cooperate, there's no room here. It has to be a very serious decision. Without the influence of the environment, where we cannot take a single step forward. At least see how each one is surrendering himself towards the others, really bowing his head down towards the group. And not that, you know, when he feels like it, he comes, when he feels like it, he goes, and when he feels like it, he does something, and so on and so forth. And just the way